Shalom, brothers and sisters. I once again welcome you to Daily Devotion. And we are so grateful unto the Lord for yet giving us the grace to share the word of the Lord with the saints. And it is a good thing for us to fellowship as a big family. So we are continuing on the thought we started, salvation and reward. And for a scripture reading, we are going to read again from 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 24. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. Hallelujah. So, we see that God is willing to save an undeserving sinner. But the thing of it is that he will not reward an undeserving believer. After you are saved and you become a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's not going to reward any undeserving believer. Before anyone believes in the Lord, if he is willing to acknowledge himself as a sinner and come to the Lord Jesus and believe in his substitutionary death on the cross, then he is saved. And eternal blessing is granted to him. But according to the scriptures, after he is saved, he is placed by God on the race course of life. That is where the life begins, that he may run. Shall we read Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2? Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Right, let's hear the word of the Lord. Wherefore, seeing we have also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us set aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Hallelujah. So who are this cloud of witnesses? For we all know that we Hebrews chapter, the book of Hebrews talks about some patriarchs in the faith, those who have gone on before us. So these are the cloud of witnesses. God has set the race before us. So let us run it with patience so that we may obtain the reward. He who wins shall be rewarded, but he who loses, he will not be rewarded. Yet he will not lose eternal life. Why? Because of why would he not lose eternal? For salvation is eternal. Hallelujah. There is this common Bible verse that we all know when we were growing. John chapter 3 verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So when you are saved, you have everlasting life. If you are safe and you don't work, then you will not be rewarded. But the good thing is that you have everlasting life. Brothers and sisters, is this not a balanced truth? You are safe and you are rewarded. But unfortunately, many believers know of salvation only. They are content. They are content with merely being safe and do not care about the reward. They don't care so much about the reward they are going to get, or they don't even know about the reward. But I believe sincerely that all the brethren on this platform are so much aware of this reward, and we are all working with a common objective, encouraging one another, serving one another, supporting one another, so that we all obtain a very good reward when we shall appear before our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it is also unfortunate many believers or Christians have missed salvation with reward. Some reckon salvation to be difficult, which require their supreme effort or self-discipline. Yes, it is self-discipline, spiritual discipline to attain it. But is this what the Bible said in Matthew chapter 11, verse 30? Let's read that portion of scripture quickly. Matthew chapter 11, verse 30. Yes, listening to the word. He said what? For my yoke is easy and my burden light. Hallelujah. My yoke is easy and my burden light. That's what the Bible is saying. So salvation is a free gift and the most easy part of the Christian race. It had already been accomplished by the Lord Jesus Christ. Where? On the cross of Calvary, when he cried with a loud voice, "It is finished." He yielded up the ghost. The veil of the temple was rent into two. That was when what? Salvation was made available to the believer. But reward is harder to obtain because it depends upon the works which we, by our initiative, accomplish through Christ. That is, reward is not easy. You have to work for it. You see. So salvation, you know, the reverse is reward, which will be conferred upon the believer at the judgment seat of Christ. And this will be manifested to the whole world at the coming of the Son of Man. Let's read Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Matthew chapter 16, verse 23. Let's hear the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 16. Did I get it right? Matthew chapter 16. Verse 27. For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. He shall reward every man according to his works. Hallelujah. There is a reward that the Lord has for every man according to his works. Now, Apostle Paul, realizing his course on earth was about to be over, wrote to Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8. It reads, "Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give me at that day." Hallelujah. You see, so surely Paul could not mean salvation here or righteousness conferred, for he had earlier claimed in his first letter to Timothy, his dearly beloved son in the Lord, that he was saved. He was saved. Let's read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 9. The book of Timothy, epistle of Paul to Timothy, chapter 1, verse 9. All right. Now, there's what is read. 2 Timothy, sorry, 2 Timothy, I'm reading 2 Timothy chapter 1. Right. Now, let's hear the word of the Lord. "Who have saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began." Hallelujah. So Paul was talking about here about, I mean, salvation, but he's saying that there is laid up for him a crown of righteousness, which the righteous judge shall give unto him at that day. And what is that day that he's talking about? Definitely, that is going to be the judgment seat of Christ. Hallelujah. And so, when we read 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24 to 29, Paul suffered so many things here on earth, but he was actually striking a difference between the reward that will be in future. Let's read 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. Sorry, I'm taking too much time with reading. 2 Corinthians 11, 24. Okay. Yeah, that's what. Now, that's what he said. "Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep." Hallelujah. "In journey often, in perils of warriors, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fasting often, in cold and nakedness, beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches." You see. So, you see that Paul is talking about all this that he went through, but he is not talking about the reward that he will, get here on earth. He's pointing to the future when he's going to meet the faithful and righteous judge, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You see, so as believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, we have God's free gift now, and with purpose of heart to serve him. We have to serve the Lord with joyfulness for the glory of God, by life or in death. Whether alive or in death. we may expect a reward thereafter. When with our blessed Lord in glory. Hallelujah. But the thing of it is that, but we are not to labor or live with any lower standard, you see, than to be acceptable unto him. You do not live any carefree life. You do not live below the standard life. And I believe the men of God on this platform, they are not going to lower the standard. The standard had been laid already, and it behooves us to move, and you know, to that standard that had been laid. You see. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9, let's quickly read that portion. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 9. Okay. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of him. We labor. You know, we labor whether now or you know in future. We labor that so that we might be accepted of the Lord. Our works will be acceptable unto the Lord. And even as Abraham looked for a city, so we have an expectation to look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. God instructed him, leave your country, leave your kindred unto the land where I'm going to show you. And Abraham obeyed God and followed him. And that is what we believers we are. We follow the calling of God. We give all that is within us to attain that which the Lord had promised. Hallelujah. So we see here that salvation and reward they go hand in hand. When you are safe and you don't work for a reward, then you will not enjoy when you enter into that kingdom. You see, I have a very final illustration here that I want to give to back my salvation and reward. So let's suppose that a certain rich man opens a free school, you know, all who attend are free, you know, from all charges, since this rich man pays for all their expenses, you see. But those who achieve excellence in learning shall receive a special reward. Hallelujah. It's just like you went to your mainstream educational institutions, and those who achieve excellent distinction, distinguish themselves, you know, move on to the next level in their field of study. And that is how salvation is, you know. Accordingly, salvation can also be likened to entering this free school. You enter this free school, all who are willing to come to the Lord Jesus are saved because he himself had paid the cost of salvation. You know, it is very easy to become a student in this free school, since it costs nothing to be enrolled, because what the rich man had already paid everything for you. It is enough just to come. You see, you just come. The Lord come. Come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. In like manner, then also salvation is, you know, is most easy. You see, one need not to do anything except to believe. Hallelujah. Except to believe and be born again. You know, be born of the incorruptible seed of God. First Peter chapter 1 verse 23. I think let's read that one for our last Bible verse. First Peter chapter 1 verse 23. Okay. Oh my. First Peter. Okay, it's here. First Peter chapter 1. Yes, amen. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. All that you need to do is that you believe and come and be born again. You know, but for one who is now enrolled as a student, to obtain the reward is not that easy. He must work hard. And what is this hard work? Hard spiritual discipline. Hallelujah. Similarly, it is not so easy for a believer to win the divine reward. He must have good works to show. So, salvation is a free gift, and reward, we ought to work for it. May the Lord grant us the grace, you know, to plunge on, to put in all our efforts, so that all our efforts as believers of God will not go down the drain. We'll meet our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and he will say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." May the Lord bless us all as I bring this sharing to a close. I trust tomorrow, by God's grace, I will bring the sharing to a close. Shalom and amen.